Triple M, Mid-North Coast, Johnny Fabrecki. Morning, everybody. That is Fleetwood Mac there. Go your own way, and I'm sure that's what you're doing this morning as well. G'day, everybody. Black as the ace of spades outside, and partly cloudy, the official word from the Bureau today. And the forecast the same as the whole week, actually. Cloudy with a medium chance of showers. There you go. Up to about 28 today for the buddies, maybe heading down to the boat ramp this morning. The coastal waters forecast will see east to northeasterly winds about 10 knots becoming southeasterly in the middle of the day. So there you go. Hope you had a good Tuesday. I had a very busy Tuesday here, foot soldiering around at Triple M and then doing a few odd jobs at home. Still very sticky in the latter part of the afternoon. I was around mowing the lawn at my mum's place and went for a quick swim afterwards. And gee, the water's blue and it's warm and it's lovely. It's, yeah, let's hope it sticks around. It's great to see the wind swinging around from the northeast to the southeast again today. A major news stories of the day. Well, it's the story we've all known for a couple of months, but it did break through yesterday after the suppression order was lifted. And that is the George Pell story. And in amongst all the seriousness of that story, did you happen to take note of the presiding judge's name? Kidd. That was his name. Peter Kidd was the presiding judge. Anyway, there's probably more to come about this, but from the news hounds this morning, it looks like this. Apparently a Vatican spokesman says they'll wait until the appeal process is finalised until commenting on the conviction of George Pell as a paedophile. He'll appear for a plea today in court, and I'm sure we will cover that. I think it's around 10:30. He'll be in the middle of the Ray Hadley morning show. You'll hear what the judge will hand down to George. Locally, the Radiation Therapy Advisory Group has labelled Kempsey and Nambucca and Taree among the nation's 13 most lacking population centres in terms of radiation therapy. And Kempsey's Central Sporting Precinct is set for a major investment to transform it into a regional sporting hub. Now, the member for Oxley, Melinda Pavey, has committed $10 million to the Verge Street Fields project. We'll see a redevelopment of the entire site. And Sunday sees a national paddle out for Fight for the Bite. Belinda Bagg sent me this. The event is a protest against the Norwegian company who's planning on deep-sea oil drilling in the Great Australian Bight this year. Locally, the point at Crescent Head will be the venue for the paddle-out protest on Sunday. In sport, in the NRL, controversial Dragons forward Jack DeBellum will not play in the Charity Shield against Souths this weekend, and he will not travel to Mudgee. And locally, some interesting news in the Rugby League. Group 3 junior Port Shark Harry Hanley has been signed to play for the Parramatta Eels under-20s this year. And on the McLeay, the Southwest Rocks Marlins have announced the appointment of Amelia Blair and Tyne Leonard as the co-coaches of the Marlins women's side for this year. On the show today, plenty happening, including in Cactus today. Oh, look, Keith Scott does so many great voices, but today you hear from Kim Jong-nong and Donald Trump. It is a meeting of the minds, and you'll love the episode today. Also coming up, we're going to talk about Bill Busters again. More cash given away yesterday. Only Triple M Club members can win. We'd love to pay your bills. If you're not a member, head to the website, triplem.com.au. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday comes up around 7:45. If you've heard a howler, a shocker, we'd like to hear from you. Also, $1,000 on the birthday wheel up for grabs again today. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of the great Elizabeth Taylor, John Steinbeck and Joanna Woodward. Also, Christy M with What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Here at Triple M.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh, 13 27 10 is our number, 5 to 6 clubbers. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
The North Korean dear leader of 25 million starving people.
Well, yeah, but look at all the beautiful rockets I got. Fire!
No,
nobody complains about being hungry or else they go for a very long ride.
You are such a comedian, honourable husband. You should go on North Korea's Got Talent.
Yeah, good idea, wife. Mm. If only we had television.
Oh, there you are, little racket man.
Hey, it's Donald Trump.
Oh, but where are my manners? Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Kim Jong-nung.
He grabbed my bochi.
Yep, that's him, all right.
I like him.
So, how come you're so early, Donald? Is it my magnetic charisma?
No, the sooner we sort out our differences, the sooner I can resume my duties as the leader of the free world. Oh, God, I miss that golf course.
Well, sorting out our differences might take a while. You want to stay for din-dins?
Yes, we are going to go to our version of McDonald's.
Oh, and what is that?
McBowows?
You really think we can sort things out, buddy?
Sure we can. I am the best deal maker in the world.
Hey, so am I. We got something in common already.
You and I will show the world what a great deal looks like, and we'll do it our way.
Right on, buddy. We will do what we like.
Yes, whatever we please. Hey, oh, by the way, I like your hair. I'm an expert on hair.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got sick of the old color, clear old burnt village black. So, now I'm using Decore Vegemite Passion. It's from exotic Australia.
Yes, it's good to have a change. I've gone from L'Oreal Yellow Snow to Revlon Forbidden Omelette.
Yeah, looks great.
Yeah, I tell you, boys, if your hairstyle don't show the world that you can do whatever you like, then nothing will.
Yeah, thank you. That is right.
Stop that, Donald.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Look, I got a note from Lauren yesterday from the Tacking Point Social Golf Club. The Tacking Point Tavern Social Golf Club, who are a great mob. They've always helped us with Gimme Five for Kids, and they have a big charity golf day coming up. Good Friday, that's April 19, to support mental health, suicide prevention awareness, and memory of Robbie McGurk. Now, it's a four-person Ambrose, 18 holes at the Port Macquarie Golf Club, with a staggered start from 6:30 till 8 a.m. Cost is $40 per person or $150 for a team of four. Now, if you'd like to know more, I can put you in contact with Lauren, or if you just Google, go to Facebook, Tacking Point Social Golf Club. The presentation will be at the TAV at about 1:15 with a barbecue available, raffles, great prizes, and a whole lot of fun to be had. Good on you, Lauren, and the great crew from the Tacking Point Social Golf Club. That's Good Friday, April 19. A really good fundraiser for mental health, suicide prevention, and awareness. Up next, it is the news. After the news, the great Bluey Waters.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Stroy.
Can you see anything? Can you see anything out there? I can't see anything, Bluey. Fair digger.
It's shocking. It's dreadful. It's dark. But tell me one thing, Stoney. We've had all this cloud over the last few days.
Yes.
How come we've had no rain?
Well, you have. You had 3 millimetres day before yesterday. 3.5. You had nothing this morning.
Yeah.
So there you go. And
all this cloud and nothing happening.
I know. All bang. No, all bark and no bite, as they say, Bluey. Could we say that?
That's it. Right. I think that's a good one.
Yeah. How did we go fishing-wise yesterday? Was there anything on the horizon?
It wasn't too bad. That wind did get up about mid-morning, but it didn't stay for long, so it came out of that door northeast. So I thought, oh, here we are for a rotten day. But just after lunch, it died off again, and we had another crack at it. We didn't do too bad. Got a few flathead all around the 40-centimetre mark. There wasn't any big ones yesterday. Picked up a couple of whiting and a couple of blackfish in the rocky foreshores. But all in all, it was pretty tough going the way the conditions were.
Yeah, well, today, look, we're going to have sort of nor'easterly winds early, Bluey, but they are going to swing round to the southeast, but no real strength, only about 10 knots again today. The water is still nice and warm, and there is no movement, a 0.5 to a 0.8 today. I haven't read a tide out like that for ages.
So that's quite good. That's quite good. That'll give us a fair advantage there. And I think we might head out the estuary. We'll pump a few yabbies. We'll take a few worms in. We might attack the whiting today.
Beautiful. How's that sound? Beautiful. Mm. I was going to say on the breakwalls, remember the days where the big tides and little low tides, you'd have to have your running shoes on like Usain Bolt. But today, right. That's not the case.
Yes. it should be quite pleasant out there. As you said, that wind out of the northeast will swing around the southeast. No strength in it. So we should have an enjoyable day on the water. A fair bit of cloud cover, so we will just need a little bit of sunscreen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, club's out this weekend. It's going to be the first of the month on Friday, so the second and third Saturday, Sunday, we should have a stack out.
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out. Firstly, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. 12 o'clock weigh-in back to clubhouse with a barbecue. In town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club. They've got their Sunday comp on. It's 12 o'clock weigh-in at the marina with a barbecue. And, of course, our good friends, the Southwest Rocks Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their monthly comp on. Their weigh-in starts on Sunday in the beer garden at 11 o'clock with a barbecue.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. What a great spot. Now, Bluey, we normally know you after the furore of January and February. March, you normally have a little getaway to the rocks, but you don't do anything for the economy because you bring everything with you. but are you planning to go there again this year in March?
No, unfortunately, with the family, a little bit of a family problem, we've cancelled that this year.
Okay, all right, okie dokie. Well, yeah. There you go. Well, at least there's one unit available there in March. Bluey's not coming with his regular visit.
Yep.
Never mind. Well, you could have a staycation, Bluey. Have you tried that?
I might go in July. I'll have the McClay in July.
We had Christmas in July with Bluey Waters. I can imagine the promotion now.
Yes.
Take your Christmas tree up with you, Bluey. Put that up in the lounge room in the flat up there, eh?
Well, maybe we may enjoy that.
All right. We're pulling his leg. Away we go. Fishos, come on. Really good tides today. The water is blue. It's warm. We've got some southerly breezes, and you're heading out to the estuary.
Out the estuary. Pump a few yabbies. Take a few worms. Try for a nice quality whiting.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
A possible shower and top of 27 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Oxley MP Melinda Pavey is pledging to turn Kempsey's central sporting precinct into a regional sporting hub. $10 million has been committed to the Verge Street Fields project, the entire site to be developed. The fields will be reconfigured, the grandstand refurbished, 3 grass and 10 hard surface netball courts built, a new clubhouse, lighting and more, all on the agenda. The Radiation Therapy Advisory Group has this week launched a plea to federal government to invest in radiation therapy for regional Australia. They've outlined 13 regional population centres across the country with barely any access to cancer treatment, among those Kempsey, Nambucca and Taree. Cancer Voices Australia's Lee Hunt says many are having to travel for weeks on end for care in the cities, and that's not financially viable for all.
Our concern is that cancer patients in rural Australia are not getting access to high-quality cancer care, and we feel that access should be equivalent to that of city patients. Radiation therapy is needed for approximately 50% of patients as part of their cancer treatment.
State government's announced a $250 travel card to aid seniors in getting around. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says the card can be used for fuel and taxis and pre-booked New South Wales train link and coach services.
The message is clear that many people are doing it tough, which is why the New South Wales government has introduced a range of measures to ease the cost of living for seniors.
The initiative comes following a number of other measures announced to save seniors money. With local university and TAFE students just days away from kicking off their studies, those who aren't vaccinated are being urged to protect their health by getting the jab. It comes under the National Immunisation Program. All teenagers under the age of 19 able to head to their GP and get their routine childhood and adolescent vaccines free of charge. Health Minister Brad Hazard says getting the shot will protect them from meningococcal and the measles even when they're older. First to Rugby League and in Group 3, junior Port Shark Harry Hanley has been signed on to play with the Parramatta Eels under-20s this year. Meanwhile, on the Macleay, the Southwest Rocks Marlins have announced the appointment of Amelia Bear and Tyan Leonard as coaches of the women's team. In swimming, the Port Macquarie Club meet tonight at the pool on Gordon Street. And in surf lifesaving, Port Macquarie will stage Round 3 of their club championships on Sunday, April 7. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light nor-western northerly wind blowing, so that means those northern corners and some of our open beaches have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf today. The rest of our beaches are a little bit messy, and there's a few decent-sized waves around. We still have two swells happening, a southerly swell and an easterly swell. Wave size is around that four-foot mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. We do have a low tide around 10:30 this morning. High tide is around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 22 degrees.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Much-loved Irish folk artist and legend Luca Bloom plays the Glasshouse next Wednesday. Tickets are around $60. Bradley Cooper has been photographed with Irina Shayak looking glum on a drive after his ex-wife took a jab at his much-talked-about Oscars chemistry with Lady Gaga. Now, the ex-wife says, is there any chance these two aren't... Well, I really can't say what she said. Speaking of that, the Scared Little Weird Guys did a great mashup of the Oscar-winning song Shallow with the Richmond Tigers theme song yesterday on Kennedy Malloy. It was a classic.
Here we go. Yeah.
Away from Tigerland. The fighting fury away from Tigerland.
That's about as much as we know on that one. Thank you.
Triple M Mid-North Coast for the best address in Australia. It's Mr. Billy Joel with the arsonist's favourite song. We didn't start the fire. Yes. Morning to our volunteer fireys around the place too. They've had a shocking summer. Hopefully things are easing a little bit for them with this little bit of rain that we've got over the last couple of weeks. 7 to 7 coming up shortly. Marina is away today. We've got Andrea sitting in for Marina with all today's traffic. Still very dark because of this so-and-so daylight saving. So keep your lights on, folks.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo, and yesterday, Lee, the audience was split on who they thought was better out of me looking like Billy Field or you like Borat. If you want to have a look at it, head to the Triple M Facebook site. And I should have got you to put your thumbs up.
Yeah,
like
I'll have to, we'll have to take another photo at some stage.
And I forgot how bad my mullet was back in the day.
Golden years.
The 80s, yeah. Fair dinkum. Anyway, the papers would be all about George today.
Yes, unfortunately, it's a bit more somber story. The Sydney Morning Herald leads with guilty. Victims see justice in guilty verdict at last. Cardinal George Pell is expected to be jailed today after being found guilty of sexually abusing two choir boys after Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne in the 1990s. A jury reached its unanimous verdict in Melbourne's County Court in December, but the media were prevented from reporting the news due to a suppression order put in place because Pell had a further sex abuse trial pending. As well as that, the Daily Telegraph, of course, running the same story. Cardinal Sin is their headline. Cardinal George Pell is preparing to be sent to prison today after his conviction for sexually abusing choir boys while serving as Melbourne's Archbishop was finally revealed yesterday. The 77-year-old is the world's highest-ranked Catholic to be convicted of child sex abuse, with the stunning guilty verdict kept secret for 2 months due to a Victorian court-issued suppression order. Pell, who will appeal the verdict, was stripped of honours as news of his convictions shocked Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the convictions had affirmed no Australian is above the law. Like most Australians, he said, I am deeply shocked at the crimes of which George Pell has been convicted. That's what Mr. Scott Morrison said.
Okay, thank you, Lee. And locally with you, plenty on around the place. The money is falling from the sky. And yes. Again, this is great news for Kempsey.
Yeah, absolutely right. So Oxley MP Melinda Pavey has pledged $10 million for a new investment into the Kempsey Sporting Precinct. That $10 million would redevelop the whole site. The grandstand would be refurbished, 13 netball courts built, alongside a new clubhouse as well, lighting installed for all fields and parking expanded. That's, of course, if the coalition gets into government. We're also talking about Kempsey, Nambucca and Taree areas all having been identified by by the Radiation Therapy Advisory Group as areas with a severe lack of radiation therapy options. Many people actually need radiation therapy but either don't know about it on the Mid-North Coast or just can't access it because it's so expensive. Many people having to go to the big cities and, of course, that's not viable to have to get 4 or 5 weeks of treatment and pay for accommodation, transport costs. So, yeah, there's a campaign ongoing at the moment and they're calling for federal government to put some money in to help out these people in places like the Macleay.
Good on you, Lee. Interesting story. Also, all the sport there as well, with a young bloke from Port getting a run with the Parramatta Eels. Lee's got details of that coming up. Thank you, Lee.
So, my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yeah, great sponsors of ours. A big shout out to Harrington Mechanical. They're a good mob. And we go to John in Port Macquarie as contestant one on the show this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
Yes, John, away you go.
Guy walks into a pub, goes up to the bar and says to the barman, give me a beer, mate, and some helicopter chips. He said, helicopter chips? No, mate, we've only got plane.
No! Oh, my goodness, Louise. Good morning. What's your yarn for us?
Good morning, Stordy. Yeah, the other day, Stordy, I went down and I had to get some petrol in the car. When I pulled up, there was a lady there and she was putting petrol in hers and smoking. There was two policemen sitting over there having their coffee and they were watching her and I said, oh, that's a bit weird. So I walked in, paid for the coffee, and all of a sudden there was these almighty screams. And I run out, and her arm was on fire, and the police run over, and they threw their coffee on it and put it out. And next thing know, they handcuffed her. And I said to them, what are you arresting her for? And they said, for waving a firearm.
Oh, I'm waving a firearm, no! Oh, well, it is Worst Joke Wednesday, yes, and these are good dad jokes. We go to Rob, our last act on the show today. Rob, come on, what do you got for us, champion?
Oh, hey, Stroni, I've been getting these text messages through saying that I've won a prize, and it says I can either win $250 or two tickets to an Elvis Presley tribute night, and it says press one for the money or two for the show.
No! Oh, somebody help me!
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast. Feels good. Hold your
Triple M Mid-North Coast and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. Good luck. Hope you get on. That is free and all right now at 6 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and we go to the soundproof booth and the hanging judge, Glenn Stewart. Glenn, three very good yarns there from John, Louise and Rob. Who did you like out of that lot?
I think I've got to go with Rob.
Yeah, one for the money, two for the show. Any Elvis fans would be absolutely loving that decision. Congratulations, Rob. You're off to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant at the wonderful Port City Bowling Club from Triple M. Thank you, everyone who entered Worst Dad Joke Wednesdays. There certainly were some shockers today. And Glenn say, I'm very relieved because this is live radio. There were no George jokes, if you know what I mean. I had the finger right over the...
Either.
I had the finger right over the button. Anyway, we shall move on. Now, lucky members draw at the club tonight. We've got quite a deal of cash to give away.
It's kicked up to 3,500 for tonight. So, yeah, if you remember, come along.
Yeah, for sure.
$3,500,
which is just fantastic. Now, also, if you go into the trivia tonight, Jerry's doing that. We do a getting question for our Triple M listeners that head along to the club, maybe with Bobby in the bus this evening. According to Jehovah's Witnesses, how many of their people will be saved at the end of the world? Is it 44, 144, or 144,000?
None.
Don't say that. It's Jerry's question. 44, 144, or 144,000? That's the question Jerry will ask tonight. Now, entertainment this week at the club.
So Friday we've got Soundscape on Friday, and then Lee Ianson on Saturday. Now, this is a new fellow. I haven't heard this guy.
Yeah,
so,
good on you.
The feedback's pretty good on him, though, yeah.
Excellent stuff. And, of course, the big family fun bowls day coming up in a couple of weeks.
17th of March, the gold coin donation. Bring the family. There'll be jumping castles, sausage sizzles and face painting for the kids. Plus, come and see Phil and Kylie and learn to bowl.
Okay. All coming up at our great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. From the Soundproof booth, we say sayonara to the great Glenn Stewart.
See you, mate. Bye.
Triple M traffic. VCU, your local home loan specialist. Come and visit the team at our Gordon Street store today.
Looking good through St. Croix, the Oxy Highway in both directions. No delays through Warhope on Cameron Street. A clear run at the moment along the coast for Pacific Drive down towards Flint's Beach and still slow for the Pacific Highway northbound through Thrumstar. Don't recognise the purchase? Tap it within the NAB app for details like the retailer's name and location. Domestic transactions only. Accuracy of merchant details provided by a third party not guaranteed. I'm Marina. That's latest traffic on Classic Hits, the Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Thank you, Marina. It's coming up to 3 to 8. Classic Hits, Triple M, from the best address in Australia, our beautiful Mid-North Coast, Depeche Mode, getting us in the mood, just can't get enough. It's 10 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to Telegraph Point and say a very good morning to Stephanie. How are you, Steph? How are you, Steph? What are we doing here? How are you, Steph?
Oh, good, thanks.
That's the way I eventually work this out. I got fat fingers. You know, you ever had that? I tell you what, I've made it an artful. Anyway, Steph, you know how this works. I'm simply going to match your birthday with the number on the wheel. You get the $1,000 thanks to 40 Winks. What are we looking for you this morning, Steph?
For 28.
28, all right. Come on, Steph, for 28. After I fat fingered the phone there. Shocking. Here we go. Ah! Steph, no! 27. No. I was out of the chair and the thing went over one more click, you rotten wheel. Sorry, Steph, can't give you the cash, but what'll it be Friday? We do the draw for the Triple M bag jam pack full of goodies that Christy does. I've got your details. I can't believe that. Sorry, Steph.
No worries.
Sorry,
thanks very
much. Well, what do you say to people when that happens? I hate it when that happens. It was so close. Now, birthdays today. I've got no one admitting to having a birthday today, but I will tell you if you are, but you're hiding the fact on this 27th day of February, you are sharing your birthdays with the likes of Elizabeth Taylor, John Steinbeck and Joanna Woodward, which is very hard to say. If you're tongue-tied like me, it's Triple M, 12 past 8. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Christy with What's On the Mid-North Coast today, coming up around quarter to nine. The great Creedence Clearwater Revival there, hearing it through the grapevine, as you do with a lot of things, you really do. Talking about that, Strawdy Leaks next. I've got great news. We have an Irish folk legend playing right here on the Mid-North Coast next week. Details of that, more on the Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga tonsil tennis. And indeed, what happened on Kennedy Malloy yesterday with the Scared Little Weird Guys, who did a great mashup of the Oscar award-winning song Shallow. Now, what did they mix it with? I've got details next here at the EBS.
Triple M. Phil Buster.
Yeah, only Triple M Club members can win. We would love to be paying your bills. If you're not a member, head to the website triplem.com.au. Tell us which bills you'd like us to pay. We had Diane on yesterday, and the outcome was a beauty.
$50. $80. $95. $287.
Stop.
$287, Diane. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, the all-important question, Diane. Would you like to have a listen to how much further you could have gone before it went boom?
Yes, yes.
All right.
$324.
Okay, a little bit more.
$479.
A bit more now.
$600.
$51.
Uh-oh.
$856.
Oh, wow.
Well, $856 was the limit this round, but the good news is $287 out of that is coming to pay your credit card. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, if you've got some bills you'd like a little help with, well, jump onto our club via the radio station website and let us know, because we do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah, he will. Big Al Shield, the captain of the Triple N Club, after midday today and after two. Bill Busters, how good is it? Strawny Leaks is next. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and more Bill Busters after midday today. Only Triple M Club members can win. It's Pretty Flamingo from Manfred Mann.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Now, we're not discussing nut bushing. We're quite serious now, or sort of. How are you, Christy?
Of course, we are very serious here, Strawny.
Of course.
The Kempsey Legal Aid Family Law Advice Clinic is open today from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Kempsey Neighbourhood Centre in Kemp Street. And the Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street. And they're looking for Apex members. The club is looking for past and present members of Zone 10 of the Association of Apex Clubs of Australia. Now, Zone 10 stretched from the Sydney Harbour up the east coast as far up as Kempsey in the north. A reunion is to be held in Laurieton at the Laurieton United Services Club on Thursday.
All right. Thank you very much, Christy. Now, I love this medium because radio's greatest asset, we talk about it a lot, is immediacy. Now, immediately I'm getting messages from Bestie. I'm the poor bloke that had to play the nut bush at that party.
And it the chicken dance, Bestie.
You didn't make him play the chicken dance.
I did, and then he upped me because I made him play Daryl Braithwaite twice.
Horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
I asked for it very early, and he says, no, you leave that till the end of the night. And I'm like, can you just do it for me now? And he did it, and then he's like, look, it's back for you again at the end of the night.
Hey,
thanks, Bestie.
Bestie, if you're listening, mate, one of the funniest shows we ever did. When we first started out, this is 25 years ago, doing Up Your Street, we go to someone's house, right?
Yeah.
Bestie, how's this? The late, great, R.I.P., Joe Bianco, right? Bestie, we go to this bloke's house, and we bring Joe with us. Morning, Daisy, if you're listening. And Joe played us in and out of the breaks, right, the commercial breaks, with his piano accordion. And a lot of the time, the go-to song obviously was the chicken dance. We'll be back with more after this. If you would like to get on this wonderful segment...
Don't do the chicken dance. You just go to triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, Strawny Fabrecki, wrapping up what's been a very busy morning with Robert Palmer, the late, great Robert Palmer there, and might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Now, my great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club, a reminder tonight, lucky members draw $3,500 you could win there. Wow. And Jerry doing the trivia there as well. You always have a fun night at my great sponsors, Port City Bowler. Now, missed any part of the show today, just go to the website, Triple M, Mid-North Coast, go to my page and press catch up. You will have a complete catch-up, the podcast of the show there, of all the highlights. It runs more than a minute. Come on, don't be like that. Including the winner of Worst Joke Wednesday, which was very, very funny. Also, Christy explaining the chicken dance and the nut bush. That was a little bit interesting. And the very funny moment from yesterday from Kennedy Malloy when they got the scared little guys to do their mashup of the Oscar award-winning song Shallow. Very interesting indeed. Yes, tomorrow on the show, plenty happening, including another chance for you to win $1,000 on the birthday. Well, we've got a couple of really big fundraisers to talk about and a great event at the end of the week, actually, that involves some people having a first crack at doing live theatre. I'm going to try and catch up with Jay Corr and get him on to tell you about this wonderful story of these people putting on this wonderful theatre play called Theatrical Antics. All right, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Whatever you're doing, hope you enjoy the day today. Ray coming up after 9 on 131873.
With love, health and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy.